Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood Stoic Life Coach. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of to-do lists, constantly battling that little gremlin whispering just 5 more minutes into your ear? Yeah, procrastination, we all know it. It's the stealthy ninja that sneaks into our days, leaving us feeling frazzled and defeated. But guess what? We don't have to be its slaves. Today, we're tackling procrastination head-on with a powerful tool straight from the Stoic Toolbox. The Pomodoro Technique. Think of it as a time management superpower, getting you laser focus and crushing those tasks one bite-sized chunk at a time. It's not about forcing yourself to work relentlessly, it's about working smarter, not harder. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will turn you into a procrastination-busting machine. First, understand the why behind the Pomodoro Technique. We are wired for short bursts of intense focus, followed by natural mental breaks. This technique harnesses that power, creating many deadlines to keep your motivation high and distractions at bay. It's like hitting the refresh button on your brain every 25 minutes, giving you that surge of energy to tackle what's next. Second, it's all about setting clear intentions. Before you dive into your Pomodoro, identify your specific goal for that 25-minute block. Are you tackling a report? Organizing your inbox? Writing that novel chapter you've been putting off? Having a crystal clear objective keeps you on track and prevents mind wandering. Third, eliminate distractions and talking phone on silent, social media banished to the netherworld, and maybe even earplugs if your environment is extra noisy. This isn't about creating a monastic retreat, it's about carving out a space where your focus can thrive. Treat your Pomodoro time like sacred ground, worthy of your full attention. Fourth, take this break seriously. They're not just for relaxing, they're essential for maintaining momentum and preventing burnout. Step away from your desk, stretch your legs, grab a glass of water, or even do a quick meditation. Recharge your batteries so you can return to your work with renewed vigor. And finally, remember that consistency is key. Like any new habit, the Pomodoro Technique takes time to become second nature. Be patient with yourself, celebrate the small wins, and gradually build up your Pomodoro sessions. Before you know it, procrastination will be a distant memory, replaced by a newfound sense of accomplishment and control over your time. Ever feel like that mountain of work looming over you is just too big to tackle? You know that feeling when the weight of everything seems impossible to handle? That's exactly where the Pomodoro Technique shines. Imagine this. You're facing a daunting writing project, pages and pages staring back at you, whispering doubts in your ear. Instead of getting overwhelmed, you break it down into manageable chunks, 25 minutes here, 5 minutes there. Suddenly, that mountain feels like a series of smaller, conquerable hills. You set your timer for the first Pomodoro, focusing solely on writing that opening paragraph. The words flow, and before you know it, the 25 minutes are up. You take a quick break, stretch, grab a coffee, then dive back in with renewed energy for another Pomodoro. This cycle repeats, each 25-minute burst bringing you closer to finishing your project. Before long, you've conquered that mountain and feel a sense of accomplishment that goes way beyond simply checking something off your list. So there you have it, the power of the Pomodoro Technique. It's not magic, it's about harnessing your natural focus cycles and building momentum through consistent action. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Set clear intentions, eliminate distractions, take those breaks seriously, celebrate your progress, and most importantly, keep practicing. You've got this. Now go out there and crush your to-do list. And don't forget to share your Pomodoro success stories with me on social media. I can't wait to hear how you're using this technique to unlock your productivity potential. Remember, every small step forward is a victory. Keep pushing those boundaries, and remember you are capable of amazing things. See you tomorrow for another dose of everyday stoicism.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.